Good morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, pastor of First Baptist Gina, and this morning we'll continue exploring the question, who is Jesus? We've seen a couple of implications concerning Jesus' humanity lately. His humanity is what enables him to die in our place. It also means that he sympathizes with our weakness as sinners. Though he himself never sinned, he faced temptation just like we do, yet was without sin. So he understands our struggles. Well, this morning we're going to look at another implication. Jesus' humanity means that he is what we ought to be. The Bible states this many ways, but one of the most helpful ways is by comparison. Jesus is the better Adam. We see this comparison made in 1 Corinthians 15 and Romans chapter 5. There's a back and forth dialogue about the one man Adam and the one man Jesus. Jesus is everything that Adam wasn't. Where Adam fell short, sinned, and brought death into the world, Jesus was perfect and brought life into the world. Where Adam condemned us all, Jesus purchased justification for those who trust him in faith with repentance. While these comparisons speak to Jesus' ultimate purpose, which was to save us from our sin, it also speaks to another purpose of Jesus, to model for us what it looks like for us to live for God. Jesus didn't live in our place so that we don't have to live for God. He lived in our place so that we might finally be able to live for God. And it's for this reason that Paul tells the Corinthian church in 1 Corinthians 11:1, "Be imitators of me as I am of Christ." Or in Ephesians 5:1-2, "Be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." 1 John 1 even tells us that imitating Jesus is one of the signs that someone has actually placed their faith and trust in Jesus. Listen to verse 6. "If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth." And again in chapter 2, verses 5 and 6, "By this we may know that we are in him. Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked." In Romans 15:2-3, Paul instructs the Roman Christians, "Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, to build him up. For Christ did not please himself." So you see, if Jesus were not a man, we'd have a much better excuse for our disobedience to God. I can't be like Jesus, he's God. Though he most certainly is God, he is also completely, 100%, fully a man. We are able to do the very things that he did. Listen to Jesus himself, John 14:12. "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do." Did you hear that? Greater works than Jesus. But there's a catch to all this. Imitating Jesus does not save anyone. Rather, it's faith in Jesus that saves us. Imitating Jesus comes after our faith and is evidence of our faith. So do you have faith in Jesus? How do you know? If you do not actually follow Jesus by walking according to his example and his teachings, then it doesn't matter what you've said in the past, whether or not you've been baptized, walked down an aisle, or whatever kind of experience you may have had. Your faith is not faith at all. It's dead. So believe Jesus this morning. Trust him in faith, and then follow him.